VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict, ceasefire agreement reached. Hey folks, we begin today in the Middle East, where the US Secretary of State is making a tour of three nations in the Palestinian territory of the West Bank. Attacks between Israel and the Palestinian territory of Gaza recently went back and forth for 11 days before a ceasefire was announced late last week, May 21st. It was the worst violence between the Israeli government and Hamas since 2014, the Palestinian militant group that controls Gaza. Hamas claims that at least 248 Palestinians were killed in the conflict, while Israeli officials say at least 12 people were killed in Israel. Now the United States is a close ally of Israel. The US government has said that Israel has the right to defend itself and that the US will make significant contributions to rebuilding the Palestinian territory of Gaza. Doggos and bees trained to sniff out the coronavirus. Man's best friend could be a new ally in the fight to contain coronavirus. A new UK study says highly trained dogs in controlled conditions may be able to sniff out and identify COVID-19 infections in humans. Six dogs participated in the study. A group of Labradors, Golden Retrievers, and Cocker Spaniels trained for 6 to 8 weeks to recognize the scent of the virus. The results of an early stage study, which hasn't yet been peer-reviewed, says dogs picked up the scent of COVID-19 on the clothing of infected people up to 94% of the time. And they were even able to detect asymptomatic cases, which means people infected with COVID-19 but with no symptoms. Standard PCR tests are the best test for COVID-19, but they can't beat the dogs for the speed of the results. However, critics say it could be hard for the dogs to match their success in the lab once they're out in the real world, since some scents in crowded areas quickly disperse. Luckily, Mother Nature's little best helper, bees, are also helping out. Did you know that honeybees actually have tongues? When they stick them out at you, don't worry, it's not an insult. But it could be a way to determine if someone has COVID-19. Despite not being known for their sense of smell, the scientists were recently able to train bees to stick out their tongues when they detected the infection's odor. Yes, that's right. Same as for dogs that can sniff out the virus, apparently, the coronavirus has its own special odor, smell, and scent. The coronavirus, like many other viruses and diseases, creates a chemical reaction within the body, which in return releases a smell that our human noses can't detect. But bees can sniff it out. Bees can actually sniff out flowers 1 kilometer or more than half a mile away. So the scientists are trying to leverage that skill. When the bees were exposed to the virus, they were given a sugary reward. And much like dogs, after a little training, the bees started expecting their sugary reward once exposed to the COVID scent and began sticking out their tongues. What a breakthrough, I must say. So hard to believe that our little furry friends can actually help save our lives. I ruff them so much. Go give your dogs a well-deserved pet right now. US Department of Defense confirms leaked UFO footages. It's a bird! No, it's a plane! Oh no, it's a UFO! By definition, anything zipping through the air that can't be explained immediately is an unidentified flying object, or the UFO as we call it. A leaked video taken by a Navy ship was confirmed by the US Department of Defense to be an actual UFO. Well, I certainly hope they're here to help eradicate the coronavirus, but who knows? Check out today's CNN 10 video for the footage. And now, here's our sentence of the day. A new UK study says highly trained dogs in controlled conditions may be able to sniff out and identify COVID-19 infections in humans. Once again, a new UK study says highly trained dogs in controlled conditions may be able to sniff out and identify COVID-19 infections in humans. And now let's look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, condition. Condition, which means the physical situation that someone or something is in and affected by. For example, you can say, the prisoners were kept in the most appalling conditions. Number two, sniff. Sniff, which means to smell something by taking air in through your nose. For example, dogs love sniffing each other. Number three, identify. Identify, which means to recognize someone or something and say or prove who or what that person or thing is. For example, even the smallest baby can identify its mother by her voice. Alright, that's all the time we have for today. I have a question for you guys before I let you go. What's your favorite comfort food? Why do you love it the most? And now that most of us are working from home, can the food still be ordered through delivery? Or has it been a while since you last had some? Share it with me in the comment section down below. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next week. Bon appétit!